Yeah, there's an interesting new group starting up in the region. It's a dancing group with a difference. They call themselves the Blue Heeler Cloggers, and what they do sounds a little bit like this. Yeah, it sounds a bit like tap dancing, but it's not. To find out more about the Blue Heeler Cloggers, we're joined in the community corner by Shelby Ashelford. Good morning, Shelby.
Good morning, Angela. Good morning, listeners.
So, who are the Blue Heeler Cloggers?
Angela, we're a new group that's just started up. We're a group that's going to have lots of fun, lots of energy, and we're going to have people of all different walks of life. Men, women, and children can come along to Blue Heeler Cloggers Dancing with Bite.
Now, clogging, how similar is it to tap dancing?
It's quite similar to tap dancing, although its origins are quite different. It comes from the Appalachian Mountains in the United States of America, and when all the different migrants came to America, they brought all of their different dance forms. So that's how clogging actually developed. It's taking steps from all of those different backgrounds and mixing them all up together with a little bit of an influence from the Cherokee Indians as well as Black Africans. So it's quite an interesting dance style.
It sure is. And in my head, I'd sort of imagined, your traditional sort of wooden clogs from more of a European background. It sounds much more eclectic than that.
Yes, we don't wear wooden clogs. We actually wear a shoe that is very similar to a tap shoe, and it has a special type of tap on it, which creates an extra sound. It's very distinctive and very different from a tap shoe, and we make lots of noise.
What skills do you need to be a good clogger?
I don't think you need any particular skills. You just have to enjoy dancing, love great music, because we dance to all different types of music. You don't need a partner, so men, women, and children can come along. And because we have an instructor who tells you what step to do next, it's pretty easy.
So a good thing for beginners too.
Yes, definitely. It does take a little while to master, like any dance form, but it's lots of fun, and that's what we're trying to promote, that everyone should at least give it a try and have a look at it and see if it's for them.
Now, at the end of a clogging session, what part of your body hurts the most, Shelby?
Well, I think your face from smiling. That's
Great.
what I'd like to say anyway. I don't think you'll find that any part of your body really aches. It's a fairly gentle dance form, and it really depends on the individual as to what level they would like to dance at. So we start at a beginner level, and we have a transition through to harder levels as one becomes more proficient with it.
Now, the group's officially being launched this weekend at the Experience Orange Expo. What have you got planned?
Well, we'll be launching the club at the expo, of course, because it's the first time we've actually had this type of dance in Orange or in the Central West. We're going to be doing some performances as well at 10 a.m., 11:30, and 1:30 p.m. And we've got some of our colleagues and other cloggers to come and give us a hand. So that should be a really great environment. And we're looking forward to doing that and having lots of fun. That's the main aspect of clogging. It's to have fun. It's to be an individual. And if you make a mistake, that doesn't matter. It's all about enjoying dance and having a great time.
Well, I hope lots of people this weekend catch the bug. And there's folks clogging all over the Central West before you know it. Shelby, lovely to have you on the program this morning.
Oh, thank you, Angela. Can I just say that our classes are starting on the 26th of March at the CWA Hall from 7 to 8 p.m. And if people would like to come and watch there, they're welcome to do so too.
Hope it goes well.
Thank you so much, Angela. Blue Heeler Cloggers Dancing with Bite, we're ready to go.
Shelby Ashelford there. Do check it out, Blue Heeler Cloggers.